Good morning. I just want to clarify this last point in the in Siman Yud Beis. So what exactly is this discussion of Mishal Av and Mishal Ben based on what we just said at the end of last year, that a child is mechuyev to lay out money to be able to do the mitzvah? So anything which is, any time we discuss a hechsher mitzvah, person says, I don't have tefillin, so buy tefillin. So the buying tefillin itself is not the mitzvah, it's the hechsher mitzvah, it's that which we allows us to prepare for doing the mitzvah. Person is mechuyev to lay out money to buy tefillin to be able to do the mitzvah tefillin. The only way he can do the mitzvah tefillin is by buying it. He can't borrow. He's not near where people are that he can borrow tefillin. He's mechuyev to buy tefillin. The chiyuv goes up to 1/5 of the person's property. See, if the person owns $2,000 and the only pair of tefillin available is for $1,000, that's more than 1/5 of the person's property. So what the person owns. So he's not mechuyev to buy tefillin. He's putter from tefillin. He will not wear tefillin because of financial considerations, but he's not mechuyev to pay more than that. But if this tefillin costs less than 1/5, the person is mechuyev to lay out the money to do the mitzvah of tefillin. That's true by kibud av aim as well. If you want to do the mitzvah of serving your parents, the only way you can get there is by laying out money. So you lay out money to get there, or you can walk. That's your choice. But it doesn't relieve you from the mitzvah. The discussion is the transfer of money part of the mitzvah itself? Part of mitzvah kibud av aim is to provide food for the parents, not to provide service. As the Morris says, that would be the opinion of Mishal Ben, that part of the responsibility of the child is to provide the items that the parents need. Not just the service of the physical service of serving the parents. And the Morris said, that's incorrect. We pass in Mishal Av, which means that the child's responsibility is to serve the parents, but the source of what he's serving is up to the parents to provide. The child does not need to provide various things for the parents. It's not the child's responsibility. But then we say, but even if that's so, obviously the person has some level of responsibility vis-a-vis the parent, either because of stalker or because it shouldn't be a bizoyan, like we saw before. So it comes out the argument, Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, is really going to the core of what the mitzvah kibud av aim is. Is it the physical service? Or is it part of the mitzvah itself, is the actual presenting to the parent various items to be able to the parent to have what they need? Now, we would argue, according to all opinions, if a child would do so, it would be some fulfillment of the mitzvah kibud av aim, because he's definitely showing kavod to the parent. It would not be a chiyuv which one is obligated to do so, but it would be something which a person would receive reward for doing so. The more refers to that as any mitzvah voice, a person is not commanded, but even so he does it. Even though he's not mechuyev to do it, he does it anyway. That's an act of giving Hashem and the Dava, a korban which was not required. It's a statement of how much a person wants to do the mitzvahs. He's willing to go above and beyond his responsibilities. So that is a positive thing to do so. Okay. The Chayyarim continues and starts Siman Yud Gimel. So we'll just give an introduction outside. What do we do when the mitzvah kibud av aim conflicts with mitzvahs? So the Chayyarim and Siman Yud Gimel will talk about a direct command of the parent to go against the mitzvah. And Siman Yud Aleph, he will deal with a conflict between mitzvahs and service of the parent. The parent does not directly command the child to go against the Torah, but the parent wants some type of service. If the child will do the service, they will lose an opportunity to do a mitzvah. And in Siman Tesvav, he will deal with where the parent is giving some type of direction of how they want things to take effect, to play out, in regard, and it's relevant to the world of mitzvahs. and the child has a different plan of how he wants these mitzvahs to be done. So they're both agreeing the idea of the mitzvah. They're disagreeing in how it should happen. Where should the child learn? Who he should marry? Those type of things. So we will deal with the conflict in that regard, and that's in Siman Tes Vav. So we have three different types of scenarios where there's some type of conflict between Kibbutz Av V'Aim and mitzvahs, and we'll see what the Chayyim says about that. Blessed Hashem, in the next year.